This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A Russian missile attack Saturday killed at least seven people, including a six-year-old child, and injured 129 in the central square in the historic northern Ukrainian city of Chernihiv, about 140 kilometers north of Kyiv. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
In the center of Chernihiv, firefighters extinguish hotspots on the roof of a building struck by Russian missiles. A number of civilians were killed, including a six-year-old girl, and nearly 100 adults and children were injured. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, meeting with Swedish government officials, condemned the attack, which hit a university and a theater, along with other buildings. While he is in Sweden, Russian President Vladimir Putin visited top military leaders in Rostov-on-Don, near the Ukrainian border. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A delegation from West Africa's main regional bloc, ECOWAS, was in Niger Saturday and met with ousted President Mohamed Bazoum and held talks with junta leader General Abdourahmane Tiani in the capital, Niamey, Saturday. The West African group is pursuing diplomatic options to reverse the July 26 coup. The coup leader's acceptance of the mission signaled a potential willingness to negotiate after the bloc Friday doubled down on its threat to use force as a last resort, even saying they agreed to an undisclosed possible date for military intervention. While previous ECOWAS missions had been rebuffed, Saturday's delegation was met at Niamey Airport by the junta-appointed prime minister and was scheduled to hold talks with the self-declared authorities. Meanwhile, later Saturday, Niger's new military ruler Tiani, in a televised address, said it was not their ambition to confiscate power and said the junta would be on a transition back to democracy within 3 years. But he also warned if an attack were to be undertaken, it would be